The Mix on 90.7 WKGC and a good Wednesday morning. There's the Grand Funk Railroad, and they're doing the Locomotion.
Me too.
You got to do that in every wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the chicken dance.
Well, wedding reception, I should say. Yes. It's probably not appropriate to do at the wedding.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
But I'm sure someone
Don't
has done
do that
it before.
Down the aisle.
No. But I'm sure someone
probably
has done
has
it before.
Had a, yeah.
Yeah, you went to a wedding this weekend, Brandon. Did you do the Locomotion?
Surprisingly, no.
Seriously?
Was there a conga line?
No.
Did you do YMCA?
I wish. I wish we did the Cupid Shuffle as well.
What kind of wedding was this?
Yeah, exactly. Fail.
I think there was more planned, but then it got a severe thunderstorm warning right at
the
start.
Oh, you had to switch inside because of the rain.
Wow.
So that's, yeah, they wasted a little time there. Couldn't do the conga line.
I wonder what the superstition is for that, though, because they say that if it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck. What does it mean if it was a severe thunderstorm?
We had an ice storm on my wedding day. And
isn't it ironic?
A flat tire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we got married at somebody's house, which was, you know, because it's a nice small little wedding thing, and it was nice. It's December.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. You know, we kind of had some ice and rain, and it was cold and miserable looking. The day, however, was not miserable. But we're taking gifts out to the car, and I have a flat tire.
Wow.
So I had a Volkswagen at the time.
Uh-huh.
So we take all the stuff out of the back of the car and get the spare out, and the spare didn't fit.
Oh no.
So we couldn't get there was no way to air it up. It was beyond airing up.
Right.
It had some sort of bad hole in it.
Right.
So, of course, here I am all dressed up. I'm taking the tire off the car.
Yeah.
We take it to a local tire shop that's fortunately open on the weekends, Sears, because they're always open.
Yeah.
You know, I had to pull the, hey, this is my wedding
day.
Help
me out. It's my wedding day.
My wedding day. Help me out here. They did.
And were
they
you still in your tux at the tire place?
Yeah. I left.
Okay.
We went, changed clothes and all that business and and came back and bingo, bango.
Good.
Had a tire. Of course, then I had to go put it back on.
Well, she got to.
In the cold.
She immediately got to see how you handle the pressure.
Yeah.
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 She got that right out of the way.
Nothing better than putting a tire back on in the cold and dark.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was fun. Then we went and had pizza.
Ooh, nice.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So there you have it.
And you're headed for another big day.
I am?
Mm-hmm. Your big birthday.
Well, yeah.
I've decided to give you trouble leading all the way up to it.
You know, some people, when 40 rolls around, they get all nervous, and I'm not. I'm good. It's just another day.
You totally forgot about the meeting we had the other day.
No, you didn't send me the invite.
You're already going to,
you didn't send me the invite. I kept that email. I have proof. The email doesn't lie. Not usually, anyway.
But did you open the email?
I opened it yesterday when she sent it to me.
Yes, you've got mail.
And then, but however, I didn't read it very well because it was dated last week.
Yeah, because you said, sure, that sounds like a great time for me. And I was like, okay, that was last Friday.
I thought it was Friday. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, what are you going to do? I am getting older.
This morning we may get a call from the League of Women Voters to tell us about the Parkland Students Tour.
Okay.
They hosted that over the weekend, and they were just going to give us an update maybe on what, on how it went.
Sure.
And where the Parkland students are headed now, because they stopped in Panama City on Sunday. You might have seen it on the TV news. And she's got some tidbits for us.
Is that Cecile calling in?
She may even show up.
Oh, wow.
So just, you know, fix your hair, powder your nose.
I usually do, but it is radio, so nobody really cares.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, all right, very good. Excellent. Well, we are coming up on our first break. We've got a vinyl play of the day that needs to get queued up.
Another one from the 80s.
Well, that's where most of it's coming from.
Yeah.
Well, me too. But they didn't do, the vinyl of the 90s was so-so, and we had CDs coming out.
Yeah, because we were changing over to CDs.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the good stuff is from the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I agree.
And we'll dig up more. We got lots.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take our first break. Coming up on the other side, we've got some music from Wings coming your way right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, this is The Mix, and that's The Proclaimers, and they're going to go 500 miles, or they're going to be 500 miles.
and then more, 500 another more. 500.
That's 1,000, according to my math.
Very good, Captain Kirkman, yeah. Or Professor Kirkman in this case.
Thank you.
You're so smart.
Full professor, by the way.
That's right.
Yep, a month on now.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Well, you know, just what a little time will do. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, a bit like a prison sentence. You know, I'm just kidding.
Solitary you spend enough, confinement spend in enough that time big and they office will, with the window.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I never get to look out the window, though. I spend all my time doing
staring
other stuff.
Staring at the screen.
Staring
yeah.
at the screen.
Or
sometimes
screens. You've got a couple.
I've got three.
Three.
That
I
shows
only have two.
Some sort of importance, I think.
And but, Brandon only has one. Yeah. So you well,
no, they have two. We added another one.
He has two now?
Yeah. Woo. I thought they had two all along, but they didn't. So we added another.
Can always use more.
Helped out. But yeah, I stare at the screens the whole time. Yeah, and on occasion, I actually work.
Mm-hmm.
But I never get to look out the window.
No.
Yeah.
That's when you're not crawling in the record vault.
Yes.
You know.
And there's some unsavory things that are over there in that building. I mean, it's, you know, we've had a few friends,
mm-hmm.
little vermin type rodent friends who have been in
no.
there over the years. I mean,
right.
yeah. So they leave behind some lovely deposits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always fun.
Yeah.
The stories we could tell, but we won't because this
yeah.
is a family show.
No more. No more of those old radio station
yeah,
building
that's right.
stories.
No more.
So it is, it's Wednesday. It's August 1st, folks. Can you believe that?
And classes are coming back in session. Bay County schools start the 15th and
yes.
classes here at Gulf Coast State College start on
the
20th. Okay.
Yes.
You can still register them.
Bay Haven Charter Academy starts on the 10th. Makes no sense to me. It's a Friday.
What?
Okay.
But, you know, hey, whatever.
I don't understand.
Just settle in, meet your teachers, that kind of thing.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
It's 77 degrees outside, and it is beautiful.
Thank goodness this heat broke.
Yeah, it was beautiful
boy,
yesterday
boy.
Evening. We just sat outside on the front porch, and, well, we waited for the storm to come in, which
mm-hmm,
it didn't.
It didn't.
But it was just nice.
Beautiful. I took
nice
the dogs
cool.
for an extra walk. It
yeah.
was so nice out. Yep.
Kimberly took me for an extra walk as well. Walk around the neighborhood.
Did
it was just nice.
Did you get a treat after?
No, not really.
You didn't?
No, not especially, no.
My dogs did.
No. It was just a beautiful night, though. It's a little cool today.
It's great.
It is wonderful.
It.
I'm not
yeah.
complaining. I love the rain.
Yep. Cooled it off. Perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just, but it's hard to believe it's August 1st.
It seems like time just keeps flying.
It does.
That's what happens when you get older, you know?
It, yeah.
You know that, Brandon, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The older you get, the faster time goes.
And how many more shopping days till your birthday?
Well, that would be 96 now. I think it was 97 yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got that much time?
Yeah, yeah, you got plenty
of time.
Oh, my
gosh, we've got more than 3 months to tease you about going to 40?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time.
I was under pressure.
I'm an election baby.
Okay.
So,
in fact, when I turned 18...
There's something romantic about elections?
I was born on election day.
Okay.
Not
conceived. It wasn't like an after-election party or something.
I gotta buzz you. This has got to stop. My 18th birthday was election day. So I turned 18 on election day. I was able to vote. Yes.
And so that started your...
I wasn't able to vote in the primary, but I was able to vote in the general election. So
very good.
My birthday and election day are always somewhere. It depends on how it falls, of course. But
right. Okay.
There you have it.
Very good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that won't be hard to forget.
Nope.
Brandon's already put it in his calendar.
Probably. I was actually also counting down how long it was until I turned 22.
Okay.
What, 3 years? No.
79 days.
Oh, wow. We'll have to give him a big bash for 22.
22. Wow.
I remember 22. Do you remember 22?
No, I don't remember 22. It was too long ago.
I would not go back to 22 for
I would go back
for
a second.
Anything.
I would
you?
Absolutely
no,
go
I
back.
No, I wouldn't. 22, I wouldn't. Not at all.
Not a problem.
We've got some music here from Eddie Rabbit. We also have Ross Whitley. He has our weather forecast coming up in just a moment, and
more
music
of this,
as
Ross.
Well.
More of this.
Yes, more of this. Definitely, if he can do it. I do want to mention though, our programming today on 90.7 WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James. Thank you, Bill. And he's in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. A weather forecast coming your way. First, since we're talking about a little rain, I love a rainy night. Here's Eddie Rabbit on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Journey on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, any way you want it. You know, that's one of those great songs that I, as I've been culling through our uncategorized music, I thought was in our playlist and wasn't.
Well, what? Good. It's in the playlist now.
Yeah, it is now. I found it.
Great.
And I was like, hey, that's good. Mm-hmm. Why are we not playing that?
Yeah. There's a lot of great rock from
that's
the
right. 80s. So, good stuff. Well, we have a special guest who has sauntered in.
Yes.
Maybe even a sachet.
Very good.
No stranger.
Good,
make sure you got her turned on. This is Cecile Schoon. Good morning, Cecile.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. With such an introduction, I'm going to have a perfect day today.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could do something right, at least.
Cecile is president of the League of Women Voters,
right.
The Bay County chapter. And you guys had a big event over the weekend.
Well, we were participated in a really mm-hmm. big event. We facilitated the March for Our Lives bus tour of the Parkland High School survivors and their families. And it was really, really impactful.
Right. Now, they're on tour. What is their goal on this tour? They're going to be headed to some other places as well.
Right. I think yesterday or today they're in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. They left us and went on to Pensacola. And they might have had one more stop. They'd been to several different cities. I think Tallahassee before us. I think Gainesville.
And they were headed to Pensacola?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they realized they really wanted to reach out in the whole state. And they wanted to make sure a lot of times North Florida kind of gets forgotten, you know, because we don't have the density.
Sure.
And they're like, we're not forgetting North Florida. So they really came across. I'm so happy.
And what's their message?
They are trying to channel the pain and loss of the tragedy that the students experience. In fact, one of the students that spoke, his sister was killed. Mm-hmm. And it just was literally like gut-clenching kind of heartbreak. You think about it. They're trying to give a vehicle for the students to like, my sister's life mattered. I'm here discussing this. I'm here speaking for her. She can't speak. There's a big part is that way. And then the other survivors who didn't have direct family members, they just got awakened. Several of them said that this whole thing got them political. They had not been civic minded. It's somebody else's problem, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'll get to that when I get
older.
And
it doesn't happen here.
I'll get to that when I get older and I have a reason to get to it. And so it was a big awakening. And that's what they experienced. And so the advocating for involvement, civic involvement, reaching out to youth is a way for them to transfer that pain into something positive. And they're also, as they go along, they offer workshops, which we set one up for our youth, where they talk with them directly because youth have different feelings. You know, there's so many things where they might feel bullied or oppressed or the LGBTQ. I know there's more alphabets added all the time, but that's my knowledge base of it. But there's a lot of students who feel unwelcome, and they're just trying to make a space for everybody under the sun, basically.
Sure. Wow.
These were town hall meetings that happened on Sunday, one at Arnold High School, and then something less formal in the evening. What kind of questions did the public have? What were people here in Panama City interested in?
Wow. One question I thought was really pivotal came from, I think, maybe a teacher. And she was saying, how could they create things in places like Panama City, which might range more in a conservative direction, to give people a voice for activism without being labeled as a troublemaker? You know, that fear of, I'm not a troublemaker, I just have an opinion.
Right.
can I talk about it? And that's one of the things the League really, really believes and facilitates. If more voices that come to the table in a civil manner and can have discourse, let's bring on the different viewpoints.
Sure.
Let's talk about it. Let's disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Without calling names.
Exactly.
Just because you think differently than me, I don't need to doubt your patriotism.
Right.
And you don't need to doubt mine.
Exactly.
And so it was, we insisted on that as our ground rules for the town hall, and it was very much that way. The Parkland students, they said that. They said that they're not against, and one of the, they said they're not against the Second Amendment. You know, a lot of them are their families own guns, and they themselves use guns. It's just, this has awakened them to a need to everyone to come together and come up with a plan to be safe.
Sure.
So, and how you be safe, there's going to be differences of opinion.
Absolutely. And I know in the past, at least, and I don't know that this was necessarily any message that the Parkland students themselves have talked about. I think this might be coming from larger groups of, dare we say, adults, you know, who are looking at this. But one of the issues, and I have a problem with it, is trying to turn our schools into mental health places. Teachers aren't prepared to identify if, you know, producer Brandon is undergoing something. I mean, teachers have a lot to look at and going on. There has to be something else other than, you know, relying on the teachers to figure out whether or not Cecile is going through something, or suicidal or homicidal or anything like that. There has to be some other answer besides just relying upon the teachers to do that. And it's sad that we're sitting at a place where we think that our schools have to fit that bill.
It is very burdensome and heartbreaking. Most of us here, mm-hmm. I would imagine we're here because we had very stable families. We had somebody in our life, you know, batting for us on a regular basis, telling us to brush our teeth, telling us to go to school, telling us to fill out the scholarship paperwork, encouraging us every step of the way, and kind of like, you know, discipline. If then don't follow the rules, there are going to be consequences. And you look around at the environments that so many young people are growing in, a lot of that is gone.
Absolutely.
It's completely eroded for a lot of young people. And so the stopgap is the school.
Right.
Because that is the longest time that they're conscious and awake. And that is the environment that's catching and seeing a lot of things. So in that context,
I agree with you.
What can the school do but be involved in the mental health?
I'm wondering, once the teacher, like, let's say that burden is put on the teacher, what power does the teacher then have legally to do anything about it? I mean, so the teacher has identified there's a problem. Doesn't this conflict with HIPAA laws? Report that someone's think you have a medical problem?
Really excellent question. HIPAA is if you have a medical record from a medical provider. Since a teacher is not a medical provider, they're just a professional in education, and they're observing issues that could be a mental health issue or harm or some social impact that's negative for the child or a need that the young person has. They're not making a medical record because they're not medical providers. So HIPAA doesn't even come into it.
Okay.
If the teacher observes some potential crisis, we do want them to speak up. And there's guidance counselors that are trained to get to address the issue. And they do have referral systems where they can get Catholic services, life management. Locally, we have other entities that can then bring services to the child and young person and possibly their family. So that's the conduit that we expect and need the teachers and the counselors to work on in the schools.
Right.
Okay. Well, back to the Parkland students. Do you think they've already affected change?
Absolutely.
Have they met their goals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They were sharing some of those numbers. I think I heard the number that there's been a 40% increase in youth registering to vote. Now, whether they vote,
that's across a different animal.
Board, but there's definitely, I think young people feel like in honoring the loss and in honoring the Parkland students standing up and taking that pain, taking that loss, and going, putting themselves out, traveling to Tallahassee, having debates, having rallies, in honoring that, I think a lot of students really around the nation, but certainly in Florida, have said, I want to listen, I want to know, how can I do that? And in the actual tour that we had in Bay County, the tour, what they're doing is they would bring along other students. So we had students from St. Pete.
Oh, very good.
So two or three of the students were learning about activism by actually traveling on the bus, interacting with the Parkland students, and then also presenting. So what a great learning experience. Yeah. So that right there was like, blew my mind how layered the learning was.
Sure.
And then the opportunity for all of the students in the youth-oriented workshop, which ran over because the students were really connecting, really talking and sharing, and the adults were kind of to the side. Mm-hmm. It was youth-led, youth-directed, youth-to-youth. And I think there were some seeds sown, very positive. And I don't know if we're going to get lawyers or politicians or school teachers. Or
do we want more lawyers? Sorry. Oh, you're a lawyer. Wait, sorry about that.
The guest is a lawyer, Scott.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, what the outcome is going to be, but just having young people be concerned and interested and feel like there could be a stakeholder, I think is a win.
Well, I think definitely you end up with students who are better communicators. You know, we talk about that, and this isn't so much about that, but we talk about that with our students in our radio program. The more they talk and the more they communicate with others, the better they will be as an adult to sit down and communicate with someone.
Absolutely.
And to be able to share their point of view, their, you know, whatever. So.
Yes. So it was very, very impactful, and I know a lot of adults are just raving at the opportunity to be in the presence and to participate with the students. We also had several of our local politicians and candidates were present, and that was really wonderful to have, especially candidates for the school board were there, quite a few of them, and I know... Steve Moss was there, and Pamela Chapman, and possibly Mr. Haight. I'm not sure of the others. I actually watched the Facebook Live because I had a planned trip out of town. So the league carried on without the president, and they did well. But it was great to see representatives there, and there were some other candidates there too, to listen to the students. And I think many of them wrote questions, and then those questions were answered. So that was a give and take between, you know, either candidates or people in office, people who want office, and for them to respect the students, to come to the event and put questions to them was very impactful.
What's next for the League of Women Voters? Do you have anything coming up?
We sure do. We are going to be hosting a forum. The date should be announced very shortly. We're targeting the week of August the 20th, and it'll be on the primaries.
Okay.
Because we want to always give the candidates the opportunity to speak to the public, and the public an opportunity to speak to the candidates, and nothing like a public forum. People can become physically there, and then also can hopefully watch either Facebook Live, or if it's shown on TV live, that would be great. And of course, the News Herald usually does a wonderful job documenting. So that'll be coming up, and then we'll have another forum for the general. Mm-hmm. It's probably sometime in early October, and in between, we're going to try to set up a forum on the 13 amendments.
Oh wow!
And in fact, that could possibly
that's a
be
lot
very
of ballot
close
amendments
to where you guys are, because mm-hmm. we're asking the different colleges locally if they can assist. So we may be back, you know, nearby, very
that
nearby.
Will be very good.
That would be the hope. But 13 amendments. Several of them, many of them, have bundled issues, sort of things that are not alike, which is not, I don't think, good form. But the Constitutional Revision Commission has more leeway than the citizens' amendments. Have to be single source, one issue. You can't bundle. So I don't. The reason for it, if you read the laws and rules, is so as not to confuse the people,
right,
and make things difficult. So why the Constitution Revision Commission took it upon themselves to bundle when there was no requirement for them to do so, nobody knows.
It's, wow.
Right now, some of that is actually being challenged in court.
Good.
But at the moment, there's 13 constitutional amendments which have bundled issues, which disparate, not alike issues packaged together. And the League has worked really, really hard with a professional journalist, with our state board, with our state action team leaders, looking at the impacts of all of the the amendments with their piece parts. And we have on our website, the League of Women Voters of Florida website, if you click on that on the first page, if you scroll down a little bit, it says, would you like to know more about amendments? And there's a summary of each, and it'll be the pros and the cons. And on some of them, the League takes a stand. How does the League take a stand? The League, what it believes in, is doing a lot of research on everything. So before the League takes a stand across the state, this is done statewide, they research it, they do surveys, they spend 2 years researching it. Mm-hmm. Then at convention, that issue was raised. If enough people think, and the different leagues send their delegates, just like any convention, to the state convention, then the delegates have to decide if that issue is right to discuss. And if enough people say it's right, then there's a big debate back and forth, and then they vote. And that is how we get positions. We don't just, it's not the leadership telling the body what to do. It's, it comes from the body, comes from the grassroots, plus a lot of hard research, which is presented to the body, and the body, like 250 delegates, vote up or down.
Right.
This mm-hmm. is important. So this is why the League has a position on issues. I just have to reiterate, because it's confusing to people.
Yeah.
They're like, I thought you were nonpartisan. Well, nonpartisan means we don't select parties.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nonpartisan means we don't select or support any candidates. It doesn't mean you don't have issues on things that you think are paramount importance to the sure. citizens of the state. So just to clarify.
No, yep. that makes
Please
perfect
come
sense.
Back and untangle those 13 amendments
yeah,
for us,
absolutely.
Will you?
Thank you.
Okay.
I would love
okay,
that
good.
Opportunity. We may have to like piece it out. You know, like,
well, that's fine.
That's a lot. I know it's a lot of amendments.
Two today.
Yeah, exactly.
Series, The Woman Who Never Leaves.
No, we'd love to have you on and do that, because that's the stuff that's important. And honestly, that's what public radio is supposed to do.
And a lot of people, just like you said, some of them are confusing, and you want to give your opinion, but you've actually voted for something that you didn't want
right,
because you didn't understand.
And we nearly had that the last time. With the
solar.
It was the solar stuff.
Yes.
Right, the solar was very confusing.
Very tricky.
You know, because initially some firefighter group was for it, and you're like, well, they must know what they're talking about, but of course they pulled their support at the end because they
right.
were confused.
And then there were action committees putting on commercials.
Yeah.
And,
boy, that was
yeah.
a mess.
Yes, it really was, and we're very grateful that the League had the opportunity to try to clarify the record. And I think afterwards people were like, wow, thank you for clarifying that, so we could cast a
sure.
informed vote.
Absolutely. Cecile Schoon, local lawyer and president of the Bay County League of Women Voters. We're glad to have you on, and we'll have you on some more.
It's always an honor and a pleasure.
It
Thank
is
you.
9:52. We've got a vinyl play of the day coming up in just a few moments, but first we'll hear from little Billy Joel, and this is called Summer Highland Falls on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, a great song there from Billy Joel and Summer Highland Falls. Tori, you do have the vinyl play of the day. Again, you've been on the ball this week. Thank you.
I brought some discs this week. This is an English rock band. It's their lead single off the date.
From the British.
Another British band, yes. I had Duran Duran the other day.
You did.
I like those British singers. It's the lead single off their debut album called Broadcast. Went to number one in the U.S., Canada, and Finland. The lyrics were inspired by the lead singer Nick Van Eed's, let's just call it a romantic experience with his girlfriend.
Okay, we'll call it that.
This is Cutting Crew and Died in Your Arms.
Haven't heard this in a long time. It's your vinyl play of the day here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
By the bed. this time.